Hey, how come Ivor's budding up with a vegan cardiologist, America's healthy heart doctor, as according to Reader's Digest? That's Dr. Joel Kahn. Well, myself and Joel go back some ways, and we had a debate on cholesterol and all a couple of years ago with Dave Feldman. But I've always respected Joel because he's always emphasized to vegan people that the diet will leave you short and you need to take certain key supplements like B12, etc. So he's an honest broker, different ideology to me. So recently, the reason we teamed up is he was really excited about a product that he found out about, GG Pure, and I was already involved with that product with Warren of Extend Life in New Zealand. So we communicated and we agreed that we'd kind of get together and talk about the fascinating chemical pathways of the mevalonate pathway, the cholesterol pathway, and talk around statins and their effects and their negative effects and acknowledge those. And he's very excited about dealing for people who do take statins. He does use them. I would not go that way personally. But for people who do, and there are millions who do, great if you could forward this on to them, because the side effects and muscle, neurological and CoQ10 and vitamin K impacts and many other effects that are unfortunate with this drug class, GG replacing that in the mevalonate pathway will make, according to the science, a huge difference in mitigating those side effects for people who do wish to take those drugs. But also, and this is another key point, as we get older, GG, a critical compound, actually becomes less efficiently made in our bodies. So it's also for people who are not on drugs that you can boost your GG and greatly enable the vitamin K pathways, CoQ10, testosterone, and muscle polypeptide manufacture, and all the things associated with aging that result in this mevalonate pathway and GG manufacture particularly being impacted. So really interesting for people who are not taking this class of drugs also. And I've got an offer on it, which I'll go through at the end. So enjoy myself and vegan cardiologist, Dr. Joel Kahn. I've got a seriously important short video for you guys today. I'm with America's healthy heart doctor, Dr. Joel Kahn, a cardiologist extraordinaire. And today we're going to talk about something really, really important, especially for people who take cholesterol-lowering drugs, because statin class drugs affect the mevalonate pathway and they reduce cholesterol, absolutely. But they also cut out a series of crucial biochemical pathways in the human physiology, and they cut out the manufacture of a component called GG, geraniol. And we're going to talk about that today. Hey, Joel, great to see you.
Thank you so much, Ivor. And I'm, looking forward to this because this is a flashback for me. When I was doing my cardiology fellowship in the mid-1980s in Dallas, Texas, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded for the pathway we're talking about and its interaction with LDL receptors and understanding how the food we eat and the production of liver cholesterol and metabolism and its impact on ultimately our blood cholesterol levels. So we are really bringing some old, very famous biochemistry, won the Nobel Prize, with what you just mentioned, an incredibly exciting opportunity to help patients by reigniting interest in this ancient pathway that's present in mammals and plants, but more importantly, to deal with the fact that statins can help and statins can harm, a class of medication used to lower cholesterol in estimated hundreds of millions of people worldwide. And what you're going to introduce now, already have introduced, is to me one of the most exciting things I've seen since that Nobel Prize in Medicine was given for this topic.
Absolutely, Joel, and it's really exciting stuff. And Dr. Barry Tan, who spent decades researching this, leveraging the past science and discovering new things, has come up with the importance of this GG pathway particularly. And some people who take statins will be familiar of the 30 or 40% of people who have muscle pain and they have problems with CoQ10 manufacture and many other issues, the downside of the drugs, but they won't be aware that the mevalonate pathway, the statin, cuts out, as Dr. Tan says, indiscriminately a whole branch. and it stops the production of this GG compound, which is kind of fundamental to health on so many fronts. And that actually can be countered. So you can actually take your statin, but kind of fix the problems it causes to limit or mitigate the problematic side effects.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And I can recall, and I think if you really pressed most physicians and scientists, we would think of it as a linear pathway from acetyl-CoA, but the beginning of this pathway to the production of cholesterol in the liver at the end of the pathway. And we can interrupt it with this family of medicines we call statins to lower cholesterol and in certain patients in certain conditions provide benefit for them. Certainly you and I are lifestyle counselors and we always stress lifestyle, but there's clearly a role in some for drugs. In reality, it's not a linear pathway. It's a fork in the road because there's a pathway that continues to cholesterol. And we've basically forgotten, and thank goodness for Dr. Barry Tan and Extend Life bringing this product out to the public in the way they have, working with Dr. Tan in terms of providing the high quality resources, that there is a fork in the road. And we're also cutting down on the products made on this other limb, which you've already mentioned at least one hugely important one, CoQ10, and I'm sure you'll remind us of the other portions that are diminished. So we're getting the benefit in some by lowering the cholesterol, but we're inviting a deficit in some of the body's most important substrates, and we have a solution to that now, which I've never seen in my 33, 34 years of practice. So I'm really, really enthusiastic about this.
Yeah, excellent, Joel. Right now, I'll just show on the screen that crucial mevalinate pathway, and I'll highlight as we go through. It affects if you take the statins or indeed as you age, where the GG product is made less efficiently in the body, but primarily affected by statins. It reduces the vitamin K2 production, which is very important for calcification and for many other aspects of health. It hits the CoQ10, as you mentioned, because GG is required for CoQ10 manufacture. And it also hits protein synthesis for muscle. So that's where a lot of the muscle problems can come from. And also, it's a precursor to create many crucial hormones. So this whole branch, like you describe, that's kind of hammered by the statin class of drugs, unfortunately, it's done so by limiting the production of GG, that node. And now we have a high quality product that can replace the GG in your physiology and very much counteract the negative effects of statins. And this is very much published on, as Dr. Barry Tan went through in the detailed podcast.
Right. And just another analogy that I think makes sense as I've thought about this so much since studying your interview with Dr. Tan and the science is that now we have a way to use a statin in those that need it, like a laser beam. All we really wanted a statin cholesterol medication to do is lower cholesterol. But it was much more like a ray of light. It interrupted multiple products, byproducts, and products of metabolism. And some of them we don't want to lower. How many people, if they understood the role of vitamin K2 in artery health and bone health and dental health, would want to lower their vitamin K2 production or their testosterone production or protein synthesis? And now that we can educate those that are taking or considering, or even just those that are aging, because we do know this very pathway, this fork in the road pathway that leads to these important metabolites, also goes down just with age, not only with statin prescription medication. But we can use statins once again, really as a laser beam on cholesterol, while we support the production of all these other metabolites with GG, a wonderful natural compound found throughout the animal world and the plant world. Really amazing how many functions it supports across so many different species, worldwide. So it's exciting and it's going to help a lot of people. And there's so much statin hesitancy. I mean, the word's out. Not everybody feels good taking a statin. We had a major publication in the cardiology literature in the last few weeks on redefining and dealing with statin complications and statin muscle symptoms. It's a real deal that is talked about in clinics to academic institutions to the pharmaceutical industry. And here with Dr. Tan and Extend Life and Warren Matthews and you and I teaming up to spread the word, I just see benefit. We're going to reduce heart disease in those at real risk or disease, and we're going to eliminate some of this, you know, shying away. How many people don't actually take their statin medication because they don't feel good? And now we got something to support and use a statin for what it's good at and let it not interrupt the pathways we never would have really planned if we went back to the biochemistry when the Nobel Prize was given. But we've kind of lost our way and we're bringing it back. I'll call you the GG Moses, if you don't mind. You're bringing us back on the right path.
Yeah, well, thank you. I don't know about that, Joel, but the statins, you know, they're much maligned in ways and people do challenge the extent to which they benefit. But the key thing is there are so many who will take them. And even Dr. Arthur Agaston, a good pal of mine, you know, who is very careful with medications, he sees cases where he does require medication. Others, lifestyle and diet is enough. And the reality is for the people taking it with these unintended consequences of destroying the GG pathway, there's now a solution. And that's the key thing. So they can have their cake and eat it in a sense. And Dr. Barry Tan has published papers where they actually applied the statin in trials. They applied no GG, they applied the GG, and clearly the issues that arose with the statin, measurable in the published paper, were pretty much eliminated, those negative effects when GG was applied. And people who were not taking a statin, the GG enhanced the overall kind of health metrics. So it's pretty much published now, but a lot more research to come. But I'll put the link down below to the discount code for this GG product, especially for people who do take statins, who have a need to do so with their physician. And also for people, perhaps, but it's optional, who want to enhance their GG production because it's so pivotal in so many critical biochemical reactions that become less efficient as we age.
Right. And, you know, it's, do you want more optimal CoQ10 production, protein synthesis, testosterone production, and bone health? And I mean, very few people would possibly hesitate for that science, you know, opportunity that GG, brand new. I mean, I've been studying this field for a long time like you, and this is brand new, exciting science. So most people that have never heard what's GG, well, join the group with the rest of us as of about a year ago. And again, if it weren't for this very famous scientist, Dr. Barry Tan, we wouldn't have this enthusiasm. I'll just share with you very quickly two patients in my clinic today. It's the end of my clinic day. One was a woman put on a statin by a prominent cardiologist in my hometown. Within a couple months, felt very, very weak and pained, is now off her statin and is recovering. That happens. I mean, it's maybe up to 30%. Some argue a bit lower than that. It happens. So we got your favorite test and my favorite test, a coronary artery calcium CT scoring scan, and she's a perfect zero at age 70. I mean, she does not need a statin, and sometimes that's the right decision. You and I both know there are cases of overuse of many prescription drugs, including statins. But what I'm really excited about was another patient, the other end of the spectrum, a 47-year-old man I saw early this morning, who can only take rosuvastatin once a week. Any more than that, his muscles ache. So we're using a whole combination of lipid-lowering agents. His calcium score is over 500 at age 47. He has some genetic inputs. So we are going to see, and I'm very optimistic, by introducing GG to support these pathways down the GG pathway, and particularly muscle protein synthesis, CoQ10, that we can up it a bit to hit more optimal LDL cholesterol goals in a young man that needs that. So this is the personalized medicine that you teach and I teach. None of us are cookie cutter examples of the other. But now that we have this option, I mean, the patient was excited. I'm excited. Anytime you have new opportunities to help people at what I would call GG, you know, extremely low risk, a plant-based product right out of the Amazon. I mean, it's exotic and it's, but the science is so well described. So it's expanded my clinic opportunities tremendously.
Yeah, great stuff, Joel. And you know, everyone has different perspectives, different interpretations of science. But the great thing about GG is the science from the Nobel Prize winning scientists way back right through to now. The science is pretty much well established and demonstrated now, which is fantastic. And you know, you favor a more vegan style lifestyle. I tend to be more meat, fish and eggs, but that's okay. And some people question statins, whether the mechanism of benefit that's there is related to LDL or is related to pleiotropic effects. But none of that actually matters. What matters is that you can counter the negative effects and therefore take advantage of whatever benefit is available, but not get these dreadful downsides. And as I say, discount codes below, and the GG product is provided from Dr. Barry Tan himself through to Extend Life. And with their high quality manufacturing operation, you're getting the very best, highest quality FDA approved product to help in this massive issue across millions of people worldwide.
And I'll say, as a honest testimonial, I'm not on a statin at age 63, but I have added GG Pure to my program because I undoubtedly am not as efficient in my ventilate pathway as I was as a man of 30, 40, or 50. And I care about my protein synthesis in terms of muscles and testosterone and bone health and vitamin K2. So I'm talking, you know, with in sincerity that this is a breakthrough that impacted me a lot in terms of optimizing my health.
Yeah, and same here. I don't take many nutraceuticals. I mean, core ones like magnesium, etc. I get vitamin D from sun exposure. Even in Ireland, you could probably see I get every drop that's out there. But certainly GG is top of my list to actually add in there for all the reasons you describe. So great stuff, Joel. And we'll be back again to talk about calcification in more detail and arterial health. But right now, we'll call it a wrap, perhaps.
Excellent. Thank you.
And there you have it. Working together, bridging the ideological divide, eh? So anyway, I think Joel's a great guy, and he certainly recognized the importance of GG compound. So as I mentioned, you know, I do have a special offer, and you'll see on the screen, Ivor GG15 gets 15% off the first order. It's a relatively lower cost product compared to some of the combo nutraceuticals, and we believe it's really, really important for mitigating statin effects if you are taking the drug, or indeed in general to supplement or boost your health through this critical compound that as we age gets less efficiently made, as is the case with so many things. All the links are down below for the different regions in the world should you wish to avail of this truly great product. I do get a little on the side from this. It helps me keep my business going of investigation, research, and getting the message out on fixing public health and population health, and covering a lot of the more controversial corporate driven narratives where the data is sadly often twisted and more like propaganda. And I do strive and have been acknowledged to help with people understanding complex data. I present it for them to be able to at least see the data and a different view, and then make their own decision on how they want to run their lives and the lives of their families. So does need support. This helps me a little to keep going in that mission. So thank you.